An added layer of security is now in place at TJX stores. The company, which owns retail chains like TJ Maxx, announced some employees will now wear police-like body cameras. The move comes in an effort to tamp down on...
So TJ Maxx rolled out body cameras to some of its staff in an effort to stop shoplifting months ago. But because of New York's decriminalization of theft, the cameras aren't able to accomplish a whole lot here. As one security guard recently found out when a group of female thieves tried raiding his store. And the longer New York forces businesses to record criminals who will never get sent to jail, the worse our shoplifting problems are gonna get.
Police say they have taken down a sophisticated international crime ring.
The group is charged with stealing merchandise such as beauty products and clothing from brick-and-mortar stores, only to be resold online, and that is just the start of how brazen they are accused of being.
Designer clothes, fragrances, and even a plastic ghost gun. A room filled with half of the recovered items from $2 million worth of stolen goods. This evidence recently seized by police in Queens.
This is an incredibly organized and dynamic retail theft operation.
We put $40 million, a huge commitment of resources, behind the effort to eradicate retail theft in the state of New York. Costs are going up. Costs go up in a store when they have to recover the loss that they don't make on the stolen goods. Think about that.
It's utilizing the technology that's available to try to diminish what is evidently a problem, which is theft.
I know it's maybe against privacy and everything, but I think whatever it's against, you know, to not let people steal, that's okay.
The footage will only be shared if law enforcement requests it.
This is one of the female thieves wanted for attacking a security guard after stealing from a Brooklyn TJ Maxx. But what nobody's talking about is that this didn't just happen several months after TJ Maxx's body cam rollout, it also happened several months after New York passed a law criminalizing violent shoplifting. But peaceful shoplifting here still remains a misdemeanor, revealing that our laws have no effect on crime whatsoever, because all shoplifting starts out as peaceful until the thief gets spotted, at which point the professional criminals who make a living raiding stores like TJ Maxx, Target, Walgreens, you name it, have a decision to make. Do they walk away empty-handed or try to escape with merchandise that's not theirs? And the decision they make is painfully obvious, with New York State losing $4.4 billion worth of goods to shoplifting on a yearly basis. And our laws mean so little to these criminals that they see no reason to stop stealing. In fact, they now feel entitled to whatever they can see on the shelf of a store. Which perfectly explains why thugs who leave their houses carrying weapons don't go into a store intending to start a fight. Of course their plan is to peacefully walk out of a place like Macy's with armfuls of jackets that they can then resell either on the internet or out of physical stores, sometimes blocks from the very businesses those goods came from. Which brings us to the real reason why shoplifting here is still out of control and why security guards now work jobs that put them in harm's way. In New York, we'll pass any law we can to stop crime as long as it doesn't work. Because that's the progressive way of doing things, which requires you always look for the root cause of crime instead of punishing it. And we're looking so hard for the root cause of shoplifting here that we ask the shoplifters themselves to move out of the way as to not hinder our search. All because nobody in charge wants to admit that getting criminals off the streets and locking them up is the only way to put us on a path towards stores once again selling cage-free shampoo and deodorant like they used to. But as you're about to see, that's not how things work here, and shoplifting is now so widespread that criminals are now lashing out when stealing discount items from stores like TJ Maxx. So here we are at TJ Maxx, everyone's favorite discount retailer. And as you look around, it's really sad to see all of the tags on everything. You can tell that they've got a really bad shoplifting problem here. And that's a problem because this is a store that tries to keep its prices low to help those looking for a discount. Every box that has a product in it also has one of these alarms on it. But that apparently didn't matter to the thieves who attacked a security guard while stealing $243 worth of discount items at one of these stores in Brooklyn. And as you're about to see, no amount of security theater with tags like this or body cameras is going to stop these criminals.
If you shop at HomeGoods, Marshalls, or TJ Maxx, you may now see store employees outfitted with body cameras. Parent company TJX says they've been rolled out in stores across the country over the past year. Body cameras are currently used by certain loss prevention associates who have gone through thorough training.
So as you can tell by all the locked up products, the security guards, and the cameras that are recording everything, none of this has improved the customer experience one bit. It just makes things more difficult, and it's not stopping crime. Because our thieves aren't afraid of a little in-store security. They're not even afraid of an in-store security guard, apparently. Because they know stealing in this city or in this state isn't something our laws take seriously at all. Even though stealing causes a major problem for the people who live in a given area by jacking up prices on whatever doesn't get stolen. After all, how is a store supposed to get back all the money it loses to crime if it's not able to sell its way out of the grave criminals are digging for it? But before we get into how shoplifting is destroying the lives of many average New Yorkers without them even realizing it, look at this. Things are so bad that these criminals weren't even covering their faces when they went into this store to steal. They didn't even care if they got recorded or spotted. And they were armed. Let's be honest, that just doesn't happen by accident. You don't go shopping with a weapon, that's for sure. This entire event was premeditated, and with New York losing $4.4 billion to shoplifting every single year, criminals who steal things across the city, even if it's an isolated incidents for a few $100 here or there, they're all part of a massive economic black hole that's killing our economy. And this doesn't just cost people jobs and raise prices. No, it also shuts down stores. And it does that because the cost of maintaining product lockers on most of the items in here doesn't come cheap. Neither does the team of security experts that monitor the security cameras throughout the store to spot thieves. And not only is all of this security so expensive to maintain that most businesses can't afford it, if this business manages to stay open, think of what criminals are going to do. If they come in here and they're afraid by all this security and they don't want to steal, they'll just commit their crimes at a place that doesn't have all of this, and then that place will shut down. And one of the security guards interviewed after this theft at a local TJ Maxx said that it's regular people who come into the store and just start taking things. Everyone seems to be a criminal, or at least could be, which reveals that not punishing crime certainly isn't causing it to go away. But it gets even worse than that, because the criminals in this story, their faces were captured by cameras, but no arrests have been made.
The footage will only be shared if law enforcement requests it, or in response to a subpoena. Michael Alcazar was an NYPD detective.
Footage is always good for prosecution. When I was in the squad, we always relied on getting footage of the perpetrator so we can capture them. So
we can most likely assume that the body camera footage that gets captured by these cameras that certain loss prevention officers are wearing, it's not actually that helpful unless something really bad happens and it's part of a larger investigation. For example, something would have to get stolen, and along the way something else would have to happen, and together the footage has more meaning than just catching someone doing something that's been decriminalized. Because after all, stealing $200 and something worth of merchandise, that's not enough to warrant a police investigation. And as we just mentioned, all of this technology just raises prices. And you know what that means? Between prices going up because store security goes up, and between criminals stealing things also causing prices to go up, when you buy this cute little novelty Snoopy soda, you are subsidizing crime, which is honestly just sickening, especially when you see it happening in a discount store, because at this point you realize that shoplifting and crime, these are not victimless crimes. Oh no, there are victims, all right. They're the people shopping at stores like this because New York's too expensive. Revealing another cost to all of this crime, it's slowly raising the cost of living for people not just in New York, but all across the country. But this brings up another big question. If these cameras, if they're not stopping criminals from coming into these stores and stealing things, what on earth could be the point of them? Are they really here to stop theft or for something else? Well, the likely answer to that is if you have loss prevention teams roaming a store, the cameras are there to make sure that they don't sue the store itself if something goes wrong. Because in a city where you've got armed shoplifters going after products who are willing to attack those who stop them, a security guard who violates company policy and gets injured in some way could sue the store, revealing that these cameras do have a purpose. They are there to save the store money, but not from the theft of physical items that you might find inside of it. And in the case of New York City, which recently passed a law that criminalized violent shoplifting where someone is stealing, then they injure someone, they could also be useful for helping to bring that person to justice, but our misdemeanor crime laws, they're not really going to be helpful in cases where people are stealing under $1,000 worth of goods.
It's good if nobody gets hurt.
He says it can help upgrade a theft charge to robbery if the footage shows the suspect using force to shoplift. TJX adding, we hope that these body cameras will help us de-escalate incidents, deter crime, and demonstrate to our...
So the reality here is that crime is so widespread and our criminals are so brazen that they don't care about these laws, and there's so much crime going on that it might just be impossible to stop at this point in time. After all, in this particular instance, police haven't even apprehended the people who stole things and then started this altercation to begin with. How can they upgrade charges if they haven't arrested anybody? That's not going to happen. And what's the point of all this evidence if it's not ever going to be used for anything? That doesn't make any sense. Unless it does make sense, and a smokescreen of security theater is really the only choice stores have at this point, because they know none of this stuff is going to stop the hardcore professional criminals. Because for many of our thieves, stealing is what they do for a living, and they're not going to let a little thing like laws or consequences get in the way of what is their full-time job. And to make things worse, even when somebody does get arrested for stealing and they actually may go to prison for a long time, all of the infrastructure used to commit their crime is still out there. So crime in New York is now unfortunately past the kids' gloves phase. In fact, it passed that point quite some time ago. And when you hear of retail thefts that are in the hundreds of dollars, still within the misdemeanor amount, it's hard to equate that to businesses that shut down. Because although individually these incidents aren't enough to do any damage, together they have a massive impact on companies that were once profitable. And the state recently took down a crime ring of proportions so vast it will shock you.
Designer clothes, fragrances, a room filled with half of the recovered items from $2 million worth of stolen goods. This evidence recently seized by police in Queens.
This is an incredibly organized and dynamic retail theft operation.
We put four.
So this happened back in November, and you have this multi-million dollar crime ring, which perfectly explains how all of these little thefts make their way up the food chain to cause massive economic damage. And did you see that news report? Every single item recovered was from a brick and mortar store and was being resold on the internet. So when you hear about people going into a TJ Maxx or a Macy's and stealing clothes, it's not that they're cold and need a jacket. It's in fact much more likely that that entire rack of jackets will be resold on Amazon, eBay, or Facebook. Oh, and this theft ring? Guess who was running it? Two people, a married couple. That is according to the New York Post, but this married couple, they weren't the ones busting into stores, taking things. No, instead, they enlisted the services of a guild of thieves who would do the actual stealing and then bring them the goods. And apparently, these criminals were robbing stores all along the East Coast. And according to the article about this bust in the Post, at one point, they even paid a truck driver who was leaving a warehouse to bring that truck full of products, not to the actual store itself, but to their house. That's crazy. And of course, now authorities are warning everyone not to buy name brand items from unverified sellers on the internet. But in a tough economy, who's gonna do that? If you go to a site like Amazon and it looks legitimate and there's a seller on there, you're gonna trust that this is okay.
The DA says the stolen products were advertised online, like on this Instagram page. Aside from reselling the stolen goods in Queens, thieves also ship thousands of products in these blue barrels to the Dominican Republic, where they also operate.
So what you don't have here are starving people stealing designer bags to feed their families. You can't eat a designer bag. You can resell it for a whole bunch of money that you then keep because you didn't pay anything for that bag, but you can't eat it. Revealing that all of this retail theft is nothing more than economic cannibalism that destroys everything. But here's the thing, even if these merchants end up going to jail for a long time, it's only two people we're talking about here. All of the low-level criminals who did this stealing, none of them got arrested. They're all still out here. In fact, what they did was only a misdemeanor, which means they and their ability to steal things that someone else can resell will always exist. And don't get me wrong, it's awesome that a massive criminal enterprise just got brought down. That's definitely something the governor should be proud of.
But the problem is, it's not going to stop crime one bit because all the criminals are still out there. All of the thieves, none of them have been arrested. 5 people. That's how many folks are going to jail over this bust. And there's no way 5 people had a multi-state crime ring that stole millions of dollars worth of stuff. At the peak of this operation, they were stealing $50,000 worth of goods every single month.
That amount of theft did not happen between just 5 people, 2 of whom probably stayed at home and packaged and sold all the orders online. And here's why none of this is going to make an actual dent in our crime problem. These criminals are willing to part for these goods for 10 to 15% of their actual value. And that means in order for these criminals to make $1,500, they'd have to steal $10,000 worth of stuff.
And if a person can steal $10,000 worth of stuff and they're willing to part with it for $1,000 or $1,500, that person will always have a job in the criminal underworld, and not arresting them and letting thousands of people roam our city who are like that means crime is not going anywhere. Yes, a couple of rich people who had a $1 million illegal business are going to jail, but all of these other crooks, they're still out there and their skills are going to be in high demand. And that's why body cameras and security guards and even a police officer at a place like TJ Maxx aren't going to do anything to get rid of this crime problem. The only way to do it, as far as I can see, is to take the actual criminals and put them in jail for stealing. What do you think about that? Should criminals go to jail for stealing something, or should we let them go and give them another second chance so they can just keep stealing and making money? Let me know. Thank you so much for watching. I will see you in the next video.